Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday meditation. I find that when I have these times of meditation, folks ask me, well, when you record these, do you record them ahead of time or you do one a day? And, you know, the answer is that Ethan and I typically record several at one time here in our studio, or occasionally I record them at home in my home studio. But you know what? Every one of them are what I have done on a certain day. And so while we may record them in a batch, all of these are what I have read or I've prayed through in my own time of meditation. So today, let me take you back to 1 John chapter 3, where we were yesterday, and let's jump into verse 21. Listen to what God's Word has to say here. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we can come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from Him whatever we ask because we obey Him and do the things that please Him. Oh my goodness. Listen to verse 23. And this is His commandment. We must believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He commanded us. Oh my stars. When I look at this and I think to myself, the Lord wants to give us everything that is good and pleasing in this life, but the one thing that keeps us from experiencing that, according to the text, is that we don't obey Him. Then we feel guilty in our guilt, which, by the way, the Lord has never placed on us. We don't come and confess, and then we build a wall, and slowly it gets taller and thicker and taller before we are completely blocked off from the blessings and the beauty of the Lord Jesus. Today, in our time of meditation, I want you to be able to fall back in love with the Lord, and I want you to be able to be in deep, passionate love to obey Him with no guilt, so you can come to Him with bold confidence. Join me as we pray. Father, thank You that we can count on You, that we know we can come to You boldly. We know that You already are aware of everything we've done, and that we can come to You with the certainty and the blessed power that You love us no matter what. God, we are not worthy of that, but we're so grateful. But we must believe in You and love one another just like You commanded us. So my friend, right now, I want to ask you, tell the Lord two things you're grateful for. Just whatever comes to your mind and heart, Lord, I'm grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then I want to urge you today, whatever it is in your life that you might feel guilty about, or whatever it is that you may not have obeyed the Lord about, would you bring that before Him that He might be able to be pleased, that He can wipe that away from you and wash those sins white as snow? Tell the Lord right now, God, today I want to leave this guilt and sin with You, and then finish what that might be. And now, my friend, let's take a couple of moments, and I want you just to hear from God. There's no magical mystery here. It's simply that God does speak to us, and He might speak to you in a way that is different. He might give you that inner feeling that you know you need to act on something. He might speak to you verbally. He may very well just kind of prod you, nudge you a little bit, or take a shepherd's crook and pull you somewhere. But wherever that is, be open to it today. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, verse 24 of 1 John chapter 3 says, "Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with Him, and He with them. And we know He lives in us because the Spirit He gave us lives in us." How beautiful is that? Walk in obedience with no guilt this day. And thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.